Apologies, my English is not really good, but I will try the best I can. Good morning, my name is Cesar San Martin, and I will share with you some results on the research entitled Carotenoids and Use in Hydroponic Tomato as Affected by Nitrogen and Potassium Nutrition. Although quality is a subjective matter, it can make a difference when deciding to buy a product. Tomato shows a great genetic diversity, which may change the fruit quality. Furthermore, climate and agronomic management, including nutrient management, play a role on tomato quality. Among the nutritional aspects are the availability minerals in rhizosphere, water, and some gases such as carbon dioxide and oxygen. It has been reported that nutrients have specific functions according to the phenological stage of the plant. From the establishment of the plantlets to the harvest. One of the outstanding characteristics of tomato is the presence of lycopene. This pigment has antioxidant properties and has been associated to the inhibition of cardiovascular disease and the reduction of prostate cancer. Some studies report negative effects of nitrogen nutrition and positive effects of potassium nutrition on lycopene synthesis in the tomato fruit. Conversely to lycopene, in general, the beta-carotene has vitamin A. The content of beta-carotene is positively influenced by the supply of potassium during the growing cycle. Furthermore, both nitrogen and potassium applied during the growing season have direct relationships with the yield of tomato. So the aim of this work was to evaluate effects of nitrogen nutrition on vegetative stage and potassium in reproductive stage on performance, plant height, lycopene, and beta-carotene concentrations in tomato fruits of first, third, and fifth trusses. In this study, the treatments by phenological stage were evaluated. In the vegetative stage, the study factor was the concentration of nitrogen in the nutrient solution of 10, 12, 14, 6, and 16 mol per cubic meter. 75% of nitrogen was applied as nitrate and 25% as ammonium. And the concentration of potassium were evaluated in reproductive stage. They were 5, 7, 9, 11, and 13 mol per cubic meter. In this research, the Steiner's nutrient solution as reference for the formulation was used. The experiment was carried in a split lot design with a completely randomized arrangement of treatments, whereas the mother represented by the response variable. It also tests the assumptions made for the analysis of variance. Well, the evaluated variables were determination of lycopene and beta-carotene in red fruits of the first, third, and fifth trusses. The extraction of lycopene and beta-carotene was performed according to the scheme, starting with weighing sample, sample reading, shaking, collection of upper face, filtration of upper face with filtered extract, partition of faces, collection of organic face, solvent evaporation, extract concentration, resuspension of carotenoids, steroids for further analysis by HPLC. Subsequently, we test elution sample according to literature of this test. The isocratic elution method was more practical due to the shortest period of analysis because the analysis was done in duplicate. Later on, a spectral scanning with the standards of carotenoids was made. It was found that lycopene has three maximum absorbance, a wavelength of 448, 472, and 504 nanometers, and beta-carotene only two with 456 and 480 nanometers, which is consistent with the literature. We choose to perform the analysis a wavelength of 472 nanometers. The carotenoids were analyzed in the samples, and the results were compared with the retention times of the standards of lycopene and beta-carotene. The analysis of lycopene and beta-carotene were done in duplicate. Yield was determined when all fruits of each drusus were fully red, recorded the weight of the four fruits of each drus, I mean first, third, and fifth drusus. The study factor nitrogen significantly influenced the lycopene concentration in fruits of the first drus and the concentration of beta-carotene in fruits of the first and third drusus. On the other hand, potassium affected both evaluated carotenoids in the three drusus. However, the interaction nitrogen with potassium showed different responses. Significances were found in lycopene in the first drus and beta-carotene in all of the evaluated drusus. Yield was only by potassium. Yield was affected by only potassium. In the vegetative and reproductive stage of tomato, plant height values were statistically different among treatments. In the vegetative stage, the effects of nitrogen were observed 42 days after transplanting, while differences in reproductive stage by potassium were from 69 to 170 days after transplanting. Regarding to the Tukey's mean comparisons, in the figure A, it's observed that as the concentration of nitrogen in the nutrient solution increases, the lycopene concentration decreases, getting the highest value of lycopene with the lowest concentration of nitrogen. In figure B, an increase in the supply of potassium during the reproductive stage of tomatoes plant in reproductive stage of tomatoes improves lycopene concentration, reaching the higher concentration of lycopene with 11 and 13 mol per cubic meter of this of the nutrient solution. In this graph, mean comparisons were carried among treatments and for each evaluated truss, but not among trusses. Figure C shows that by increasing potassium concentration at each nitrogen level, a rise in lycopene concentration is observed with the highest values obtained with 9 to 11 mol per cubic mol of potassium per cubic meter. This figure shows that the highest concentration of lycopene was obtained with 10 and 12 mol of nitrogen per cubic meter. Concerning potassium, the highest lycopene concentrations were obtained with levels 9 and 11 mol of potassium per cubic meter. Similar to lycopene, figure A, it's observed that that the increase of nitrogen concentration in the nutrient solution decreased the beta-carotene concentration, reaching the highest values of the lowest concentration of nitrogen. In figure B, an increase in the supply of potassium during the reproductive stage induced beta-carotene biosynthesis, obtaining the highest concentration of this pigment with 11 and 13 mol per cubic meter. Assuming that the two case tests were made between treatments for each truss and not between trusses, in this figure, a differential response in the concentration of beta-carotene between trusses and nutrient concentration in the nutrients in the solution is observed. Increasing potassium in each nitrogen level stimulates beta-carotene concentration in fruits for the first and third trusses, achieving the higher concentration at 11 mol of potassium per cubic meter, while in the fifth cluster, the same trend was observed, but achieving the highest concentration with 13 mol per cubic mol of potassium per cubic meter. This figure shows that as the concentration of nitrogen at each potassium level in the nutrient solution increased, a reduction in the concentration of beta-carotene in fruits of the first and the fifth trusses is evident. However, contrary to the response, the concentration of this pigment in fruits of the first truss increased by increasing in the concentration of nitrogen at each potassium level, but only the obtained results with 5, 11, and 13 mol per cubic meter showed a statistical difference. Regarding combination of nitrogen and potassium, we observed the following. The best combination of both nutrients for lycopene was 10 with 9 and 12 with 11, and to beta-carotene were 10 with 9, 14 with 11, and 10 with 13. In general, to facilitate the synthesis of two carotenoids and independently of the truss, the best combination of nitrogen and potassium were 10 with 9 and 10 with 13. Concerning the two case test for yield, This graph shows that an increase in the supply of potassium in the nutrient solution promotes higher yield, earning their highest values at concentration of between 11 and 13 mol per cubic meter. While with respect to plant height, the yield is obtained application of nitrogen in vegetative stage in tomato cultivation increases plant height, but its effects were significant until 42 days, with highest values obtained between 12 and 16 mol of nitrogen per cubic meter, while the provision of increasing concentration of potassium in reproductive stage promotes an increase in plant height, achieving their highest levels of potassium values between 9 and 13 mol per cubic meter. In conclusion, increasing concentration of nitrogen in the nutrient solution reduces the lycopene and beta-carotene concentrations. Increasing concentration of potassium increases the performance and plant height. The interaction nitrogen with potassium differentially affect both carotenoids, so no effects were visible neither on performance nor on plant height. That's it.